Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or clean? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
We had an all-man team until Tammy walked in, so could you please leave? So the men.
Oh, sure. I will take this beautiful chef salad that I was going to show everyone.
Where's it from?
JJ's Market and Deli.
Where are they located, by the way?
Right, going right across the Gandhi on the left-hand side. If you're going towards Tampa, on the right-hand side, right across from the dog track. Right
there
across.
You go. Make a bet and get something good to eat.
At JJ's.
But thank you, Tammy. But what I was going to say is something. Now I just lost my train of thought. But the thing is that you were talking about the carnival.
Carnivore.
Yeah, we could do the carnival diet.
Well, you know what I do? Let me just tell you what I like at the carnival diet. Can I just go with that real quick? I like the sausage, onion, and sausage and the elephant ears. Let's just go around the room and say what's your thing that you like at the carnival.
So I'm leaving now. It's going to be all men again.
Yeah, so now good decisions will be made now.
Okay.
What do you like at the carnival?
The Ferris wheel. Oh, for the food?
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably corn dogs are my favorite.
Okay. He took mine. I was going to say corn dogs.
Oh, well.
What do you say, Angel?
Pizza.
Pizza at the carnival. You know, it's kind of neat because it is stone. They do it with that wood. What's yours?
Turkey legs.
Unbelievable. Now, I'll tell you what. We get over, like, we're the biggest advertiser for the Renaissance Festival. And we get tickets, like, I think we got 2,000 tickets. How many did we get last time?
Quite a bit.
So we just give them away, right? And it costs $25 to get into the Renaissance Festival. But you know what they're famous for?
What?
Turkey legs. Yeah. The huge turkey legs. Mm-hmm. And then it's a, have you ever been to it?
Yeah.
Just remember, when it comes here, you don't got to pay for tickets, and I can give you as many tickets as you want. Matter of fact, I don't even want to bring it up.
You did give us some, but we did not go.
But no, not so that. The Chinese thing. The thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the if you could, next year, I promise I'm going to give them to you again. But what I'm going to do is, will you go with me?
What is this?
It's a Chinese thing. It's $200 a ticket.
$200 a ticket.
Right, and it's a play.
Oh, are you talking about the they're on stage?
Yeah.
And they dance and do all that? Oh, yeah.
They do all stuff from 4,000 years ago play.
Shen Yun.
Right, then they have people, I don't know how they
somebody
do it.
Knew it.
But they jump in and out of the computer. Have you ever seen anything?
Haven't seen that, but we have posters.
It's the graphics. It's actually really amazing. Behind the dancers, they will show all these different scenes from like ancient and neon stuff, and it's really cool. And they will put like graphics on their clothing. So when the lights dim, you'll just see like...
It's amazing. And you can't even describe it.
Sounds amazing.
You ever have something... Because they go in the computer. It's like me jumping into the computer. It's like an illusion, I guess. And then they jump out of the computer.
Is this like 3D in the 50s?
Yes, I don't know. But it's ancient. Then they have beautiful singers and stuff. And then there's storylines where a child gets lost and they're searching for the... It's
almost like a Chinese opera play.
Kind
of. It is, absolutely. Actually, it's the story of them from a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
When they were
the most ancient plays of all time that are recorded.
They were enslaved. Yeah. So it was before they were communist.
But we get a lot of tickets for that, too. So we can... I don't know. How did we get on to that? Oh, because you said turkey legs.
Yeah.
Do you see? If you didn't say turkey
legs. How did you go from turkey legs to...
Did you see that?
Chinese opera.
It's just amazing. Stop saying... Say another word, and I'll just go. And then I'm leaving.
Free association.
I'm leaving in 1 minute, but you say another word, and I'll just start talking.
A xylophone.
Matter of fact, that's one of the most interesting instruments there are. I don't know what it is, but we will go around the table.
I bet you do.
Yes. You
when
do
you
know
were a little
that.
Child and you were sitting there playing with your Fisher Price thing that with the little mallet and hitting the different colored.
That's a xylophone.
That's a xylophone.
Really? Yeah. And now you would play Tinkle Tinkle Little Star, right?
Or Twinkle.
Maybe she should have
maybe you played Tinkle Tinkle.
No, you're not going to get a job.
Matter of fact, all of a sudden I got to go to the bathroom. I don't know.
You're not getting a job at the daycare. Let's put it that way.
So how many people do you think left the station so far? I wish I could see it.
Actually, I bet more people are listening to see what crazy thing you're going to say next.
Yeah. Okay, so we got food from JJ, so we're going to...
And this chicken Caesar wrap, which is my favorite. Thank you so much, Jill and Ed
you're
from
welcome.
JJ's.
Okay.
I'm going to go stuff my face.
So you're a chiropractor.
Yep.
You're an angel, and you really are an angel, seriously. You're an engineer, and then you also put together a sandwich shop.
Tell us your name.
That's true.
Tell us your name. We don't even know who you're talking to.
Huh?
My name's Ed Leibold.
Ed. Okay, who's the most famous Ed?
The famous Mr. Ed. The talking horse.
Mr. Ed.
Talking horse.
What about Ed Norton?
That's right. Another famous Ed.
Ed Kremple.
Ed Kremple. Oh, my God. New York Mets.
That's right.
Played first place.
What about Prince Ed?
You know, he was the youngest player ever. He was at 16.
Was he really?
Yeah. You want me to... I'm leaving.
It is my dad's favorite player.
I'll just keep going because I want to give this to him.
Okay.
But I'll tell you who played first base. You follow baseball?
Not really, no.
Who's your team, if you did?
If I did, Yankees.
Okay. But 1969 Mets. Ed Kremple played first. Wow. Sabato played second. I forget.
Before my time.
I thought you
were sure.
Buddy Harrelson played third.
Buddy Harrelson, yeah.
Right. Well, Wayne Garrett played third base. Cleon Jones played left field.
Tommy Agee
played center field. Yeah. And then Ron Sabota making that diving catch that saved the game. And then what happened was they hit that. That's the famous, you know, over here of Buckner.
Billy Buckner.
He dropped the for the Red Sox. All he had to do is catch a ground ball,
step on the bag,
and they're in the World Series.
And he didn't.
And he missed it.
And then the Yankees had a lot of death threats after that.
Yes.
From Boston.
But, you know, and he had a 330 average. People didn't realize what a great baseball player
he
was.
But if you believe the rumor about Buckner, if the curse was real, everybody said Babe Ruth grabbed Bill Buckner by the seat of his pants. That's why the ball went underneath his glove, and then that's one game six to force game seven.
Wow, I didn't ever. That's good too. Isn't that something with the curse of the goat or something?
The curse of the Bambino. That was the curse of the Babe Ruth. That was the curse of Babe Ruth.
Because they executed a goat in Boston, and ever since
that's something different.
That's something different. But ever since they executed a ritual of goat, like in the 1920s,
at the ballpark,
Are you kidding me? Yeah. So that was the theory: was they were cursed and would never win a World Series.
They were just trying to make kebabs. What's this?
So then,
come on.
Some of the ancient Greeks and stuff believed the curse continued because all they had to do was catch the ground ball.
Actually, the curse of the Billy Goat had to do with the 1945 Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
So I got my story wrong. You didn't have to tell that.
But is that really true? Yeah. So the curse of the Billy Goat had to do
with Chicago Cubs.
Yep, a Billy Goat getting decapitated outside of Chicago. And the Cubs, it took 71 years until the Cubs won their last World Series in 2016, beating Cleveland.
And do you remember that guy that grabbed the ball where he reached, I'm boring everybody.
Steve Bartman.
He reaches, right, so if the St. Louis, if they catch the ball, right, the Chicago Cubs go to the World Series. It's the final out of the game. And guess what the guy did?
He really reached over
and caught the ball and stopped the Chicago Cub guy from catching the ball. It gives me goosebumps.
It was Moises Alou. It was game six against the Marlins in 2003.
Well, he knows. And then
I'm a sports guy. Of course I know.
So then what happened was Chicago goes on to lose. He was actually a Boy Scout guy, and they had to have cops in front of his house. And they escorted him out of the stadium, right, where everybody was just throwing beers on him.
Called the foul ball, that kid who caught the foul ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you know any of this?
No.
Do you care?
1 to 10, 2.
Let's go with that.
I like the one that ran the wrong way in the football game in the 20s.
Right.
He ran the wrong way. What was his name?
1 to 10, what do you think of it? Because he said 2.
I think it's pretty good. I'd say an 8.
I'm a huge baseball fan, so I'd say give it a 10.
I would say it's baseball fan too. Yankees.
So that's how I do it. My interviews, I go crazy, but do the chiropractic thing, crack some backs.
Well, no, talk about health. You guys were just talking about the quality of food that
and
you had some concerns.
Right. So I'm talking to my doctor, and you know we're men, right, at the table. Let me ask you this question. Does a man share his fears with someone what frightens him? And does he become less of a man because he has fear?
No, I think brave men act in the face of fear, and acknowledging it is not a big deal. I wouldn't go broadcast to get all over the place, but...
Okay, so anyhow, I know no one's listening. I'm fearful. He just said not to broadcast it.
If you were never afraid, there'd be something wrong.
Right.
Facing fear is what courage is.
Yeah. Courage is not that you're not going to have fear, but you go through it.
You go through it.
So what are some of your fears?
Okay, since you asked, but I shouldn't broadcast it, I do fear death because of my concern that I've had unexplainable weight loss. And this might be too much information, is because one of the symptoms also is dark urine, which I have, which is too much information for the radio maybe. So I have a combination of things that are scaring me that are multiple symptoms. Right, so then it's not just one, right? So if it's multiple symptoms, there should be something wrong. Maybe.
But have you been to a doctor?
I played one on TV. I'm here right now. That's why I'm glad he's here.
We have a doctor in the house.
We have a doctor in the house.
I was saying an MD.
Yes, and then I missed my appointment that I was going
to
take.
But we want you to go because it's important. Find out what's going on with you. But you have been trying to eat differently, though, too.
Right, because of that. But is it too late, is what I say to myself. Am I too late? I'm eating good now.
I don't think so.
You know the people that get sick, and then they all of a sudden...
So let me say something about this. So, excuse me. First of all, it's never too late. I believe it's never too late. There is always spontaneous remission. There's always different things that happen. Mm-hmm. It's probably nothing. So, and I agree, get it checked out. Go to your guy and right. You know, and it's more the anticipation of what it could be that stops people than just looking at it. Right. And then, you know, just know that you'll handle it. You may not, you have to, your options about what to decide to do, but you don't have to do any one specific thing. As far as, I have a colleague of mine, his mom was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. This is years ago. And she changed her diet in a very particular way, and she lived another 19 years.
So she went into remission then.
Well, you know, it.
That's a good story to tell, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Gives people hope.
And it's true. There's always hope. I see people in practice all the time, every day, who have beat the odds.
Good.
You know. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say. There's always hope, and there's never, you know, the worst thing that there's an expression: diagnosis doesn't kill people, prognosis does, and it pisses me off, frankly, when certain doctors will say, "Oh yeah, yeah, you only have this much time to live," you know, and I won't say it on the radio, but I'd have some colorful words for that person, and I'd you know, make him eat those words.
Right, because you never put limitations on God, first off, which we never brought into the equation.
Yeah.
Right, so you never put limitations on God, and then when you have faith, right, you just got to believe that faith is not believing that God will, right? Faith is knowing that God will. See, there's a difference. You really, and then sometimes I'll say stuff, right? That best way to put it sounds good and stuff, and I know it's true, but putting it into action is like. I'm a hypocrite because I could say this. I'll give you an example. I could say, work hard and leave the results to God, right? And that's such a true statement. Don't let it be say you didn't work, you didn't try, right? Right? But then leave the results to God because then you'll be at peace. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes I'm that guy trying to force that round hole into a square peg. And I say that to you, leave the results to God, and hypocritically, I don't do it.
Yeah. Or you do it to however extent you do it. There's a quote from the Bible, God does not give you a spirit of fear, but of love, courage, and a sound mind.
Wow.
And yeah, just have love, courage, and a sound mind.
Well, I want to ask this question, and then I must leave, because I want, you know, see what happened. But if I ask you this question exactly, by the way, and you can Google this, how many times in the Bible does it say fear not? How many times do you think? Just guess.
I don't know.
Whoever gets us the closest wins $50. We're going to start with him. A gift certificate that's mailed to you.
I'd say 1,200 times.
How long does it go low? I'm going to say about 28 times.
Fear not. I would say maybe 25 times.
I'm going to say 400.
Who didn't go over? But anyhow, how many days are there in the year?
365.
365 usually.
There's 365 times exactly it says fear not in the Bible.
Oh. New one for every.
It's not a spirit of God. I'm not sure.
Okay. You're not sure. It's.
I'm not sure, but you can Google it. Because I didn't believe it. I remember it's exactly 365. Mm-hmm.
And we got, this conversation has actually got listeners.
Who do we have on the?
We got two on the line. First, we got Steve from Dunedin's on the phone.
Steve from where?
Dunedin.
What? Where are you from, Steve?
Dunedin. I ran into a buddy of yours playing poker the other day, Cliff, from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember him, but he remembered you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what do you do, Cliff?
Well, I was going to say, there's another scripture in the Bible that says, be fearful of Lowell O'Brien, the Irish Hawaiian, if you don't put your check in the mailbox.
Lowell O'Brien, she's the owner of the radio station. She's the
big one. But Cliff, this guy Cliff, he said he knew you, because I was talking about Brian Cash Claws at the poker game.
Oh, yes. We do a thing for them where we promote his Facebook, where people can learn if you're going to play poker or not. I don't encourage to gamble. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, I know.
But if you do going to gamble, why not have an expert teach you? Like, you're an expert chiropractor. You're an expert good person.
Well, Can I tell you something right now?
Antiques.
Let me tell you something about numbers. Right now, I'm looking at 748. That's my mom's birthday, July 48. Now, watch this. She died on 517. That's my dad's birthday, right? I've been playing 517. I couldn't play it on Wednesday because of something where I was living, and I had to get out of there, and that's what come in.
Well, and then, that's good. So just keep playing it.
But I didn't play it. I didn't play it.
I don't know what to say to that. You're an idiot.
I'm washing my clothes. The machines that I just randomly pick are 47, 48. 47 is the year my dad's born. 48 is the year my mom was born.
Okay, if you can tell me what the biggest thing happened in 1948 for the world, you'll win $50. What was it?
The biggest thing, it's a cure for polio.
No.
Anyway.
Do you know?
What's the biggest thing that happened in the world?
It's religious.
I know. Well, 1984 was written.
No, 1948,
my mom was born. That was the biggest thing that happened that year.
That's right. But Israel was formed into a state.
Oh, I should have known.
Israel.
That's right. Okay, so anyhow, thank you for being on the show. And have a great day, buddy.
Wait, there's more. We got another phone call. Mark from Serenity Dog Service has called in.
Unbelievable. What about having a peaceful dog? Tell me you're a doctor, too, because I got another doctor here. That's a joke, by the way. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, so how's Serenity Dog Service going?
It's going wonderful, and I just wanted to thank you very much for your ad. It's done wonders for the business, but Serenity Dog Services, Mark and Diana, 727-831-3518. We do sitting, training, and walking. So I just wanted to call in, Brian. Got a lot of calls from your app.
With some human beings, right? Train them.
Yeah, I'll train you.
What's the definition of serenity? Does anybody know? Google it, Mr. Angel. But because
peace of mind.
Peace of mind?
Peace of mind. I need a $50 gift certificate.
Yes. What do you think the definition is? What would your definition of serenity be, doctor?
That's a good question. I would say, it's hard not to use the word in the definition, but it's just being who you are.
Right. And the trick to serenity, right, and then this is the last thing I'm going to say.
Peace of mind.
Right, is acceptance, right? Acceptance. If you can just accept everything that's going around you, right, acceptance is the answer to all your problems. When I'm disturbed, it's because I find some person, some place, something unacceptable to me, right? And I'll have no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment.
You don't have to like
it. And that, my friend, is why we call the business Serenity Dog Services, mm-hmm. because the dog has the peace and the acceptance and the love of both my wife and myself.
And there's a reason why it says moment, not day. Because just like that, I'll be, like you said, don't broadcast it. I think yesterday I had a mental breakdown. Right? I did. I had like a mental breakdown. I just got overwhelmed, especially when I'm tired, by the way. You know, I find that I have mental breakdowns sometimes. So I'm going to leave on that note. And then you got to stop. You're not going to do business with me ever again, right? Is this it? Switch around.
No,
I accept it.
Imagine that. Okay. But I really did have like a mental breakdown. Anyhow, come on.
All right,
switch around.
Over here.
Oh. Brian, I was expecting another plug from you. Serenity Dog Service.
All right. You want to thank him.
727-831-3518.
And I'm sorry I went through.
Thank you.
Cheers, show.
All right, thanks.
Not silence. Come on. Silence is...
No, that's good. Thank you so much. So we had some callers coming in, but we have people in the house. So let's go with you first, sir. Ken, tell us about yourself and your business and everything about you. We want
to
know.
Oh, just top to bottom?
Top to bottom.
How long do you guys have?
Well, not that long, but okay, we have a little bit of time.
I am Dr. Ken Barrett. I'm a doctor of chiropractic. I am in Tarpon Springs.
Okay.
Right on Tarpon Avenue in the Ellis Building, in the Bank Building, 23 East Tarpon Avenue.
Okay.
I've been practicing for about 30 years.
That's a long time.
That's a while.
That's a long time.
It's a while.
So that tells me you know your business. You know your craft, your skill, your...
You know, honestly, I was just researching the Dunning-Kruger effect. You guys familiar with the Dunning-Kruger effect?
I am not.
Is that the less expertise you have in an area, the more confident you are in that area.
The less expertise.
So if you don't know a lot about an area, you think it's simpler than it actually is.
That's right.
But the more expertise you have, you actually doubt your abilities because you're learning so much. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I like to think of myself as a beginner's mind, but yes, I've been doing it a long time.
That's good. So who will come to you? Somebody that's had just a lower back problem, someone that's been in a car accident. Tell me, because Angel, you came and saw Ken.
Yeah, he's my doctor. He was the one taking care of me. He's actually my doctor. He's the one taking care of me, but he has some wonderful insight that I thought he can share with the audience. And there's just more to just being a doctor. I'm sure he'll talk about it more, about being more in line with yourself and physically, mentally.
Oh, yeah, the whole package.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just got derailed. Okay, good.
That's okay. Yeah, I get derailed all the time.
That's right.
But anyway, so basically, you've been doing this for quite a long time, and you've seen a lot of people be. I know. Before I went to a chiropractor, I scoffed at it. And when I threw my back out, and I was in so much pain, I didn't know. I said, "Well, let's give it a try." And let me tell you, But seeing a chiropractor saved my life.
Well, it was a fascinating journey for me because my whole family are medical doctors.
Okay.
And actually, my cousin invented the cardiac catheterization procedure.
Oh, okay.
So he's one of my heroes. He's a great guy. And I have no problem with medicine, but typically people that see me are interested in another solution besides whatever the mainstream is giving them. So, okay. For example, I just had somebody come in and see me with diverticulitis.
Okay, which I have.
Oh, okay. They're in the hospital, and they got out, and they're like, I'm not letting them. I don't want them to cut out part of my intestines.
No.
So what do you think? And as always, I was able to give this person some advice to point them in the right direction.
So you're not only a chiropractor, you do like holistic medicine?
I do applied kinesiology.
Okay, explain that to me before.
Sure, that's muscle testing, and it's different things, so I can work with people with food supplements, with changing their diet, with doing different things to improve their overall health.
Okay.
I view my role to increase somebody's overall vitality. Okay. I just had somebody in, their daughter is very sick, and to be honest, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but I almost cried when he was telling me about what's going on with this kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid doesn't have much hope.
Okay.
From the mainstream. So I'm going to do everything I possibly can
to help this girl.
To guide the family, mm-hmm. to do whatever it is, to something.
Well, that's great. So tell us again where they can get in touch with you.
I'm at in Tarpon Springs at 23 East Tarpon Avenue. And my phone number is 727-942-1618.
And this is Dr. Ken Barrett. So I think are we going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back and talk to Ed and Angel, and we'll talk to Ken again, and we'll have a nice rest of the show.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
All right, and good evening, Tan Talk listeners. This is Sally with your traffic update at 5:30 for the BCC Radio Show. 275 in Tampa right now is a parking lot, but it usually is around this time of day, going up towards I-4. So if you're traveling in that general direction, make sure you go up there with a... Take a little extra caution and give yourself a little extra time to get through that way. Looking over in the Clearwater area, there are slowdowns on Gulf to Bay going towards 60. Once you hit the Courtney Campbell Causeway. It looks good going into Tampa until you get to the traffic on 275. No major accidents to report this way except on Ulmerton Road. They're clearing up a couple of crashes from earlier today. And that is your BCC traffic report for tonight.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
And we're back. Okay, so we have a lot of people, a lot of guys in the house today. We have Ed. And we have Angel, and we just talked to Ken, Dr. Ken Barrett. So Ed, so we haven't talked to you yet, Ed. So tell us about yourself.
My name is Ed Leibold. I married. My wife, Jill, is a registered nurse. I'm retired Coast Guard, almost 23 years. I have two boys, Charlie and Jack. And we recently bought JJ's Market in Delhi.
I met you before. I knew you.
Yeah, I think I've seen you the first time I came here.
That's all right. I knew you looked familiar to me. It's like, I know this guy.
All right.
So tell us about your place.
So it's JJ's Market in Delhi. We're located on Gandhi Boulevard across the street from Derby Lane. And it's a market in Delhi, and I try to bring some food in for everybody. It looks like they're eating it. But we do, you know, a lot of sandwiches, wraps, salads, stuff like that. We make a great Cuban sandwich. We roast our own pork. We roast our own chicken. Make our own meatloaf for meatloaf sandwiches. So we do a lot of in-house cooking, and you know, it's a great little spot.
We've heard raves about it, and the food is fantastic. So how did you decide to get into this? This has been kind of a dream of yours to do this.
My wife and I had talked about it for a couple of years. Because we had both been in the service industry before. Before I joined the Coast Guard, I worked at restaurants, and before she was a nurse, she worked in several places around St. Pete area. So we just thought it'd be a fun place to work together, and nothing too crazy, nothing too big, not like a big franchise kind of place, but just a little place that we could work ourselves and hire a few people.
And the name of it is again?
JJ's Market in Delhi.
JJ's Market in Delhi, and what's the address?
It's 10535 Gandhi Boulevard North in St. Pete.
So if I was coming in, what would be my, what is your most popular favorite sandwich that you
One of our most popular is it's the Gobbler. It's on Cuban bread that we get from La Segunda Bakery over in Tampa. We get all our bread from there, fresh made every day. And then it's on the Cuban bread. It's turkey breast, bacon,
I kind of thought so.
The name of it. It's got like a chipotle lime mayo on it with pepper jack cheese, and we melt it, and then we put it on the press, and get it all nice like and crispy. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's a very popular sandwich.
That's one of your favorites.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And your telephone number, if they have to get in touch with you?
What is it? 727-258-4883.
Do people call in with, like, you know, orders?
Yeah, we take a lot of to-go orders over the phone. We have, you know, access to the Uber, Grubhub, DoorDash, and order online through our website, JJ's Market and Deli 01 at gmail.com. At Gmail.
No, well, I can't
JJ's
wait.
Market and Deli. What am I thinking?
I really don't want this email address. I don't want this in, but I'm going to get out there before those sandwiches are going
out. I brought a chef salad, a Greek salad, a Cuban sandwich, and then I made Tammy a, the chicken Caesar salad wrap that she likes.
I had that when you were here. That was fantastic.
Did you like it? Okay.
Yeah, the last time you were here. Yes, I do. I remember
that. Well, good. Yeah, next time I'll have to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
I know Brian was, he asked for a salad, so I brought him a salad.
That's good. And so thanks, Ed. And we're going to talk to Angel right now. So, Angel, why don't you come over here, or why don't you give him your headphones just for this?
Okay.
And then we've only got three headphones.
Still warm. Okay.
So it's kind of, we're kind of like swapping out. So tell us again, Angel, about yourself and your organization.
My name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of Our Community First. Basically, it's a platform that showcases not-for-profits that actually help our community that are in need. So if it's food, clothing, I'm a big proponent of helping our veterans. So if they're looking for if they're transitioning from the military life to civilian life, there's a lot of organizations to help these veterans, transition comfortably in society. And for those veterans that are suffering from PST, you know, there's a lot of support for them as well. So that's what I have right now. And we also are we have businesses that actually support our mission, and we actually post businesses on our website.
Yeah, I saw some of that. That's amazing. Yeah. So how can they get in touch with if they want people want to sign up to this and get involved?
Absolutely. You can go to you can give me a call if you like. It's at 727-266-0977 or visit our website at ourcommunityfirst.com with the letter R. Go into our contact page, and on our contact page, there's two sections there. So if you're a not-for-profit organization and like to showcase your information, by all means, go on there on a contact page. Just click on not-for-profit, and if you're a business, just click on the business link. And it's a little quick form that fills out that you have to fill out. And so if you're a business, all we're asking is what type of percentage are you giving to our card-holding members. Our card-holding members are going to be giving 10% donations to not-for-profits as a fundraiser for not-for-profits. So... And that's basically how it's set up right now.
And you've had a lot of great response.
Yes. Every day I'm getting not-for-profits that are logging, that are actually showcasing their services. And every I'm getting a lot of businesses that are now being more aware of it, and they're becoming part of our mission. They're helping us provide discounts to our card-holding members. In turn, the benefit that businesses have, they have this platform in which I promote them as well. And I also promote them using our social media platform. We have a YouTube channel. And we do events, too. We sponsor events at locations, at businesses, to promote their business as well.
Well, I have to get in touch with you because we have the antique shop, Red Rooster Antiques.
Yep.
And I want to get in touch with you so I can set up something where I can, you know, help and maybe get my name out there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so but I think it's more important to, you know, to find somebody and help.
Yep.
And you were saying the veterans, they need your help.
Absolutely. And it is free of charge if you're providing a discount to our members.
That's right.
So it is free, no cost. Basically, we'll make our funds through our membership, but that's going to promoting, you know, again, supporting local not-for-profit organizations because this whole thing is about putting our community first. So that's really it. And of course,
it's local.
Yep.
It's grassroots.
Yes.
And it's actually people getting help who actually need it, you know, and that's the problem with so many charities and self-help groups. The people that really need it don't get it or get a fraction of it. And I'm sure that these people are really getting helped by what you're doing.
Absolutely, it's growing every day. I mean, people go to Google to search for their services or 211. We're just another resource for them to go to. And our platform is different from the rest because not-for-profits are able to update the information themselves, along with business as well. So if you're promoting some sort of a promotion, you can promote it. You can actually log in and put put in your own information, which is great. It's a
that's
great
platform. Yeah, you got to walk me through that, Angel. Because so tell me again the telephone number to get and the site, the website.
Sure. The telephone number is 727 area code 266-0977. You can also visit our website at www.rcommunityfirst.com.
Okay, great. That's great. So so we're going to get back to Ken and just, you know. So how big is your practice, would you say? How many people do you have that you see on a regular basis, Ken?
Oh, that's a good question. We've got a, I'd have to say a couple thousand people.
Wow, that many. That's a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, that's nice.
And so, I can tell that you love what you're doing.
I love chiropractic. You know, it's not every day I feel like my patients are my family. Actually, my family is there. I've got small children, so they're running around the office helping out, and yeah, my wife's there. It really is a family affair.
But I mean, you must get so much satisfaction when you see somebody like me that comes in like a question mark, bent over, you know, and see that person after so many treatments walk out straight, you know. Normally walk out the door and say, gee, that person's doing so much better. They're almost cured. I mean, that must be satisfying to be able to do that.
It is. I had a patient who's a bounty hunter, really hard guy. We're talking about men admitting their fear and pain.
Yeah.
This guy's leaning on his wife's shoulder, crying, coming in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then, you know, to see him walk out, it's fun.
I never knew how much pain you could be in by throwing your back out until it happened to me. And then it was something I'd picked up. I had been loading furniture on a truck. It didn't bother me. It was the next day. But the time that I was down here in Florida, and it was so bad, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days. I, like, crawled into bed, and I couldn't get up. I could not get myself out of bed. And I said, finally, I said, call an ambulance. Call the rescue squad. So I got to the the hospital here in Clearwater, and the nurse says, we need your stretcher. You have to get off. I'm like, no way. And I'm somebody that's always like easygoing guy. Yeah, sure, I'll give it. I said, no. And she says, what do you mean no? I said, I'm not getting off here. And so we got into it. But I stayed there. But I've never been in that much pain before. So I know, you know. So I've seen grown men cry because of it.
Yeah, and my uncle is a cardiologist in France. He's French. And they're not allowed, medical doctors, because chiropractic was illegal in France. So they were not legally allowed to refer to a chiropractor.
I know.
So my uncle would say, well, I can't help you, but go to the flower shop down on the corner. He'll tell you where to go.
Kind of like a speakeasy, right?
Yes. So,
secret why do you think there's so much pushback from some of the medical community about this, about chiropractic?
I think it's on a case-by-case basis. Most of the medical doctors that I've interacted with, and actually the clinic up in Tampa I'm in, I work with medical doctors.
Yeah.
So there really isn't much as far as the medical community itself. Like, why was it illegal in France?
Well, in France, even in this country, there was a big pushback. I mean, we're talking 40s, 50s, you know, 60s. And then...
I can tell you exactly.
Tell me what.
Yeah. The AMA became a huge source of power when penicillin was introduced. Mm-hmm. So penicillin was the medical community's magic bullet.
Absolutely.
And hospitals sprung up. Medical doctors started to congregate. It used to be every healing profession was cottage industries all over. Homeopathy, naturopathy, chiropractic, right? So they were all little cottage industries. Allopathy, which is medicine, right, was a cottage industry until the introduction of penicillin. When that happened, when the AMA got very powerful, they started what's called their anti-quackery campaign. And the goal, and listen, it's going to sound like I'm wearing an aluminum foil hat, but this actually went to the Supreme Court. And this is proven in court, what I'm saying, they set out to exterminate all competing forms of healthcare. And chiropractic
was one of them.
Chiropractic fought back hard. And the case went, it's called the Wilkes suit, and it went to the Supreme Court.
When are we talking? What period?
This is the 80s. This
in
the
80s. 1980s. So this late.
Yeah.
There's still this pushback because of the AMA.
Oh, but, well, yeah. So, and it was proven in the Supreme Court that the medical profession was specifically targeted the chiropractic profession to give people false information about it because we were competing with them. From what the data that I have was 50% of medical practices were for back pain. And so when chiropractors got licensed, we took away a lot of their business. A
lot of money's lost.
And then you have pharmaceutical companies that aren't happy about it either. Go ahead.
I mean, I
just real quick, we got to do a commercial break. It's an arcade that is called Lucky's, and the gentleman is a military guy for like 30 years. Okay. You just know, like, when you're talking to a man of honor. You just, like, you ever know that feeling like you don't, you need some time, but you can just tell he has respect and he's just a man of honor. And he's got this thing going legally. So he's done going through everything to get an arcade going. And it's called Lucky. And where they're located, it is at Pinehurst and San Christopher. And if you know where the B&N Market is, right there at the corner, he's next door to it. Actually, that used to be a pizzeria. It was I can just tell you the stories because I've been doing it in that market for 40 years.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. But he's opened up an arcade there, and he's open. He's senior-friendly sometimes in the morning. And then he also opens up at 5 o'clock. And he's neighborhood-friendly, too. He gives back to the community. And then he supplies with food. And it's, you know, those arcades, like if you're looking for an arcade. And he'll do a $20 match play. So if you come in with $20, he'll give you $20 match play. Hmm. And it's a neat little thing. And the way he has it set up, it's really classy on the inside. Like, you know, he puts some money into the place. The atmosphere is good. And then him, as a joyful, respectful person, he's there. So he represents kindness. You know, that's the thing, too. I know it sounds corny, but can you be kind to everybody you come in contact with? Right? Just think of that. I mean, a homeless person, everybody's equal. Never look down on someone. The only time you look down on someone is never, if you're going to help them up. But you never look down on someone from a moral or like a spiritual hilltop, like you're better. Everybody's equal. Right, and I get that feeling with him. So it's at Pinehurst in San Christopher. It's called Lucky's. In that area also is the Pinehurst Pub, if you're not familiar with Dunedin. You're supposed to say, "I ain't Dunedin yet. I still got food on my plate." anyhow, so Lucky's Arcade, great man, great location, and he's doing the grand opening this week.
When is the grand opening? Sorry.
It's already started. Yeah, and he opens at 5 o'clock.
And what's the address again?
It's between Pinehurst and San Christopher next to the B&N Market.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Back out there and see it.
And then also, you chime in too, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I was absolutely. Give everybody else a chance.
Absolutely. So that was great. There was a lot of kickback because of this.
Yeah, there was advertisements. It's even happening now. I see it online. There's stuff about chiropractic that I know is patently false, and we are the safest healthcare profession out there. We're, you know, chiropractors don't have nearly the amount of. It's funny. I have a dentist who's a patient, and he said, "Yeah, I'm avoiding the third leading cause of death." What's that? That's going to the doctor, going to the medical doctor. Yeah.
So tell us how they can get in touch with you again.
I'm at 23 East Tarpon Avenue, and that's in Tarpon Springs. And the phone number is 727-942-1618.
Great. And it sounds like your prices are reasonable.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to come and say, you know, you're in pain or you're not feeling well, to come and see you. And that's Dr. Ken Barrett.
Yeah, yeah. Even, you know, single moms or waitresses can afford me.
Yep.
Single moms who are waitresses can afford me.
Great.
Yep.
And so Ed's still here. So Ed,
I am still here.
So tell us again about your business.
So it's and JJ's Market and Deli in St. Pete, and it's... You know, we've owned it for
You know, my wife and I owned it. We bought it back in September, so we're kind of new to it. But, you know, we've really turned it around. It's we still got a lot of same regulars. We haven't changed the menu. We just changed the atmosphere inside, made it a lot more comfortable, a lot more where people want to hang out. And, you know, you come in there to have a glass of wine, a glass of beer. We have four beers on tap now. So
Tammy told me the first time she went in, that's the one thing she felt. She says, "What a neat place inside." Yes. She just thought the atmosphere was fantastic.
Yeah, we try to make it comfortable. We're not trying to rush people in and out. You know,
give them the bumps for a show.
Yeah, we've had like nursing still. A lot of nursing students will come in and they'll sit on the couch with their laptop to stay for a couple hours, and we don't care. You know, they're sitting there.
So you're definitely building up a clientele, customers that are coming in that love your place.
Yeah, we have at least 3 to 5 people every day is like, "Hey, I've never been in here before. This is my first time. I drive by here quite a bit, never stopped in, but we love the food. We'll be back." So that's what we need. And once we can get them in, we almost assuredly have a return customer. But just the location, a lot of people don't realize it's there. And, you know, but the first time they come in, they usually, you know, become regulars, so, which is nice.
So my business is Red Rooster Antiques. Mm-hmm. We're at 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
Okay.
And we've been there 2.5 years. And just now I see we're getting so many more repeat customers coming in, people that love us. My partner CJ and Austin, who's 23 years old, that fixes a lot of things, tube radios and that. So he's amazing. So we're getting a lot of people coming back in, and that really feels good. You know, once you've given someone a great deal and they like what they've bought, like they like your service, they like your
as long as you're nice place to them, and it's nice to remember their name.
Like,
"Hey, Ken, nice to see you again. You having the same? You having a Cuban again today?" Or, you know.
And no matter what it is, it's a small business. You know, I think we try a lot harder than some of the bigger businesses.
Oh, for sure.
It's just satisfying to know that they come in, because we have a 20% off sale going on where we are, and people really like that as well. And the BCC coupon book is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, well, let's see how it works. And I definitely have people come in with a coupon.
Yeah,
and,
people love the discount.
They definitely come in. They want a good deal, you know.
They'll drive across town to save a couple bucks.
Oh, they've come in. They said, "I saw it in the coupon book. I don't have the coupon." I said, that's okay. That's fine. Do you run any specials at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. We have a few coupons out there. We do a lot of online. Since we do a lot of business with like Uber and stuff like that, mm-hmm. we do a lot of promotions that way. You know, I don't know all of them off the top of my head. It'd be like, "Hey, spend $40, you know, you save $5 or $10 on, you know, on orders." So
it's
a good way to, you know, reward the people that order like out a lot, like through Uber. I mean, you have people that order, because they'll tell you on a thing, repeat customers, she's ordered 28 times or whatever. Oh, so those are the kind of people, and they leave a good review, like, I'll throw them a couple bucks to keep them coming back, you know.
That's great. So tell us one more time how to get in touch with you and how to where you're located.
Okay, we're located at 10535 Gandy Boulevard North in St. Pete. Or you can reach us at our website, jjsmarketanddeli01.com. And you can order online through there or through Uber, Grubhub, whichever one you prefer. We have DoorDash.
That's great.
The whole nine yards.
And Ken, one more time before we close up. And
sure.
Close up. Tell us about your business.
Sure. It's Dr. Ken Barrett, Old Tarpon Chiropractic, 727-942-1618. 727-942-1618.
Okay, and I guess I'll talk about my place for just a minute. Just say, if you want to stop by, it's where I'm located at Red Rooster Antiques, and we're at 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're right across the street from Home Depot and right next to Dance Fans. And we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, and we are we're having a 20% off sale this month, so that's great. So come on in and see us, because you'll really be surprised at all the great stuff we have. So this was a really good radio program today, I think. And Brian is fantastic.
You guys are a hoot.
I never know what Brian's going to say. He's amazing. He's the best.
Well,
thank you so much, and I guess we're almost ready to go. We're wrapping it up. Have a wonderful week, folks.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks. Have a good night.
Good night.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.